Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God gave me a Ferrari because I am a Ferrari. You're a Ferrari too.
When God made you, he had all the options put on. You are fully loaded and totally equipped.
So do this with me.
Where did we ever come up with the style of preaching we have today? There is some entertaining preaching, but not convicting preaching, and the legacy has been tragic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome in to Wretched Radio. I am not Todd Friel. However, we are going to hear from him and Dr. Al Mohler in just a moment. How do we view Israel? That's a question on the mind of a lot of Christians right now in this current cultural moment. And so Todd had a conversation recently with Dr. Al Mohler to discuss just that.
Tucker Carlson has questions. Dr. Albert Mohler has answers. What are the questions that Tucker Carlson is asking? It has everything to do with property, specifically the zip code known as Israel. Who owns that territory? Is the deed given to Abraham still in effect for Jewish people today? And speaking of Jewish people today, who are those Jewish people today? It is a conversation well worth having, and Tucker Carlson is spurring it, I hope in good faith, and he's causing us to sharpen our answers. He's causing us to dig into our Bibles to be able to say, this verse here applies over there. And so, Tucker, thank you for helping us sharpen our understanding of Israel and our relationship to Israel to help us do just that. Dr. Mohler, would you agree with me, sir, that when it comes to understanding Israel and the evangelical attitude toward that state, hermeneutics and eschatology are actually important?
They are not only important, biblical theology is important as the larger context. How you read the Bible has a great deal to do with how you understand today's headlines, as you know, and especially when you're talking about Israel. So I think this is an important conversation. I appreciate you hosting it.
All right. So let's, to make sure that we understand why sometimes we have a different understanding on this, I want to put our cards on the table. Would you call yourself a Christian Zionist?
I am certainly a friend of Israel, a Christian for theological and biblical reasons, who is a friend to Israel. And in terms of that being connected to the land as a Zionist, yes, I think properly, historically, that was a moment in time. But the argument, yes, I believe that Israel and the land on which Israel now sits are a part of God's eternal purposes.
All right. And you've arrived at that conclusion hermeneutically. Would you consider yourself to be a dispensationalist or a covenantalist?
Yes.
That's not helpful at all.
Okay. So I am not a dispensationalist.
All right.
I am an ardent premillennialist.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll have to figure out how you got there. But
historic premillennialism, which holds that there is a literal millennium of 1,000 years in which Christ will reign and all the promises will be fulfilled, including, I believe, I mean, just put it all on the table, all of the territorial promises given to Israel.
All right. So now there are people who would say that therefore that land and those promises, they won't take place until the millennium. We're going to get into that. But the point that I wanted to make before we started to watch the interaction between Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, Mike Huckabee and Tucker Carlson, is that we all kind of go, wait, okay, there's a reason there's some disagreement here. Your eschatology and your hermeneutic, how you go about the business of seeing those issues is going to bear fruit in your understanding of Israel. So if you're an amillennial, it's just going to make a difference. I wanted everybody to understand where you're coming from on this so that they can understand, okay, this is a very complex issue. And Tucker Carlson, I think, is fair to ask these questions. So with that in mind, Dr. Albert Mohler of Southern Seminary, I'm going to play the clips from that I thought were the highlights of the interview that started out a few months ago with Ted Cruz. I think he was a little bit surprised. First of all, is Ted Cruz a Southern Baptist? Do you know?
He's been a member of a Southern Baptist church, yes.
All right. So he quoted the Bible when asked about Israel.
Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
All right. That would be Genesis 12. Dr. Moeller, we're going to hear Tucker Carlson kind of drill into Ted Cruz. And I want you to respond to Ted so that we can all articulate our understanding. Would you agree with Ted Cruz that we should view modern day Israel favorably because of that promise in Genesis 12?
I do believe that, but I think we need to speak carefully here. And I think confusing this can become a problem. So let's make a distinction. I have to make a distinction between the Israel reference there in Genesis 12 and Israel, the nation state that exists today, which is not exactly defined according to Scripture. And so I believe that the nation state of Israel is entirely legitimate, and that it is a holding vessel in God's providence for Israel, as you see there in Genesis 12. And thus, I believe, and this is why we speak of eventually a remnant coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak of all of God's promises being fulfilled. And by the way, I think that means all of God's promises, and God does not lie. And so I point to the nation state of Israel as having an historical, political, constitutional, international legitimacy that is to be supported and defined and recognized and honored. And I want to speak of God's continuing purposes in Israel there in terms of Genesis 12. I hope that distinction makes sense.
Well, I think it's going to get sharper and sharper as we go through the exchange, because Tucker Carlson basically didn't accept anything that Ted said. So we can use this as an opportunity to just keep interacting. So, having quoted Genesis chapter 12 to underscore why Ted is a fan of modern day Israel, that we are blessed if we bless Israel. Tucker Carlson, he had some pushback.
Those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of mine.
Okay, unfortunately, that was red meat for Tucker, but we're looking past that. Yeah. Okay. Immediately, we start to see the complication of the issue. You even start with, well, there's the nation state, there's Old Testament Israel, and then we're talking about
That's
government
where Senator
of modern
Cruz
day.
Was.
So, is modern day Israel Old Testament Israel?
I think Old Testament Israel is certainly inside the state of Israel, with the state of Israel being a preservative for the continuation. And I think, of course, the history of the medieval period, the history of the 20th century, so horrible, including the Holocaust. It's not an accident that Israel became a nation state in about 1948, in the aftermath of the Second World War, in the aftermath of the Holocaust. And so you're talking about half of the Jews in the world living there. And it is a holding vessel. I think it is to be respected as a part of God's providential purposes. And by the way, Todd, I think a lot of people wouldn't know this, but even mainline Protestantism at the time understood and affirmed that. You know, even someone like Karl Barth recognized and affirmed that. So, in other words, the trauma of the Holocaust and things get theologically clarified in such a horrible situation. And so it was interesting that even that's why there was such support, even in the United Nations. Hard to believe these days that it could be so. But the United Nations had a hand in creating the state of Israel. The United Nations had no hand in creating the people of Israel as God's elect nation in Genesis 12.
Well, Tucker, I think, would drill down on that and go, but wait a second, is that informed by geopolitics or is that informed by Genesis 12, 15, and 17?
Yes. Yes, again, I reject the distinctions here because we believe in a God whose providence is played out, revealed to us over history. God's sovereign providence is an unfolding faithfulness. And I see the creation of the state of Israel as an incredible sign of God's covenantal faithfulness with his people. He's faithful to his promises. Now, those promises do not end with the creation of the nation state of Israel in 1948, 1949. And so I think one point made by Senator Cruz is very important. I don't believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is in the Bible. I believe Israel's in the Bible. That's just a helpful distinction.
What you said, I think it's so obvious, and yet it is so often overlooked. History happens in time. And there's God writing his narrative throughout history. it's happening over millennia. So we've got to be careful how much the accordion we squeeze here. So let me get back to Ted. He's trying to defend his biblical position. He's trying not, he's also a politician. That had to make this a most challenging conversation. But Tucker just kept pressing back.
So you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. You don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology. I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about. Okay.
Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel. But number two.
Hold on. You're a senator and now you're throwing out theology and I am a Christian and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded to support Israel. And we're
what does
told,
that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what? Hold on, define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what Genesis, that's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
And so is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation the descendants God's referring of Abraham. To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a headache. So, Dr. Mueller, how can you help us simplify this?
Oh, hold on just a moment. Before Dr. Mueller answers, got to take a quick break, but we will return to get that answer next on Wretched Radio. You know those really big questions you get when your kid comes home from college? You know the ones about whether God exists, if the Bible can be trusted, why there's evil in the world, or what's wrong with everyone else's view on sexuality? Yeah, those. Road Trip to Truth doesn't dodge them. This resource is hosted by John Ferbarez, and it goes straight to college campuses and talks to students who are asking these very same questions. But it doesn't just stop there. No, no. Then there are the experts that give the real answers, with topics like science and faith, pornography, social media and mental health, critical race theory, marriage, eternity, and that's not even the half of it. If you have teenagers, this is the stuff they need to hear before the world gives them its version. And if you don't have teenagers, you'll still learn something. Road Trip to Truth, all four seasons available right now on Fortis Plus for free. Download it now where you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. If you're a man, you're trying to figure out what it actually means to be one, and you've probably noticed, well, the world doesn't make it easy. They say be strong, but not too strong. Lead, but you don't want to be toxic. Look, it's a lot of mixed signals, and after a while, you just stop listening to any of it. And the thing about it is, Scripture is not confused. God has a lot to say about what it means to be a man, and Dr. Adam Tyson unpacks that every week on Way of Manhood. Dr. Tyson is a pastor. He's also a professor at the Master's University, and he's one of our Fortis Institute fellows, and he's not interested in cultural trends. He's interested in what the Bible actually says. And if you're an ongoing monthly gospel partner of Fortis Institute, it is your support that helps make content just like this possible. If you've ever been impacted by this ministry, would you prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner today? All you have to do is go to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out what it would look like in your life to do just that. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Remember when the craziest cultural ideas stayed in dystopian novels? Yeah, those days are over. We're living in the brave new world now, and it showed up faster than anyone expected it to. Social media didn't just change how we communicate, it changed how everyone thinks. And if you're not ready as a Christian to defend what you believe about gender and sexuality and race and entertainment and a dozen other hot-button issues, you're going to get steamrolled. Wretched Worldview 2 picks up where the first one left off. Todd Friel and Dr. Nathan Busnitz tackled 22 more issues through a biblical lens. Critical race theory, modesty, persecution, environmentalism, secular entertainment, and more. The stuff you're actually seeing in the headlines and hearing at your dinner table. Because the Christian worldview is under assault and, I don't know, isn't going to cut it anymore. Wretched Worldview 2 is available in streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. You can download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply visit fortisplus.org.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is giving. All Christians are commanded to give. but God has given some an extra measure of generosity so that they can give generously, knowing that God will provide for them as they work to provide for the needs of the church. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we return to Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Todd Friel today is speaking with Dr. Al Mohler. How is the Christian to view modern day Israel?
If you had to, in a clarifying statement, say, this is my Dr. Albert Mohler understanding of the relationship between evangelicals and Israel. Simplify this for me.
Well, let's start with the last part. Evangelicals are to be the people who believe the Bible is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And we are the ones who are supposed to believe up front that God is absolutely faithful to all of His promises. Okay, so even in the unfolding of Israel, you mentioned Genesis 12. Well, there is no kingdom at that point. There's no Jerusalem at that point. That's all in God's plans and promise for Israel. But it doesn't end with the land and the promise, because there are promises given to Israel, God's covenant nation, that go far beyond any territory that either ancient Israel or modern Israel controls or contains. So I hope I'm helping things here. There are a lot of moving parts on this table, aren't there? But I go back to the fact that I believe that Israel is larger, the Israel of the Bible is larger than the nation of Israel, because look at how many Jewish people are outside the nation of Israel. But Israel was created. It's a remarkable thing in God's providence. I mean, it's astounding. We need to go back to the UN action and recognize that the United Nations, I know, rarely do you have any good news out of the United Nations, but here's one thing. The United Nations voted to recognize and even to create a Jewish state. That's an astounding thing. So Israel is a Jewish state, legally defined. It is, I believe, theologically a holding vessel for God's covenant.
You've used that term several times now, and I want to make sure that we're all clear on this. It's a holding vessel for
for God's future promises. I mean, God's eternal promises to Israel. I believe that God doesn't lie. It's exactly what is found in the Psalm. God does not lie. I will not lie to David. And I don't believe God lies, period.
Well, it brings us back to hermeneutics. If God made the promise to Israel, was it a temporary promise? Did it somehow get usurped by the church? So once again,
I don't believe in temporary promises. Right. I believe in God's unfolding covenantal purposes.
Would you feel comfortable saying this to Tucker Carlson? Tucker, when God cut this covenant with Abraham, it's really in Genesis 15:17. It's kind of scattered around there. He made a threefold promise, and it was a one-sided covenant that he cut. In other words, it cannot be broken. And the threefold promise was a land, that would be Israel, a nation, the Jewish people, and a seed singular, that would be Jesus Christ. There, I believe that those promises are forever in effect, and there's no reason to think that anybody else should have that land, because God promised it to Abraham, and that is indeed a deed to the property. You cool with that?
Yea and amen.
Oh, good. I just passed an Al Mohler class. Oh, wow. I'm like,
good stuff here.
I'm ready to be done with life. That would be like that would be like a big box check for me. All right. I want to continue. Tucker Carlson, he's not accepting really anything that that Ted Cruz said. So let's keep engaging with Tucker, because as we've said now multiple times, the moving parts here make this complicated.
Well, this is silly. I'm talking about the political entity of modern Israel.
Yes, and that is
you
that
believe
Israel.
That's what God was talking about in Genesis.
I do, but
that country's existed since when?
For thousands of years. Now, there was a time when it didn't exist, and then it was recreated just over 70 years ago.
But I'm saying, I think most people understand that line in Genesis to refer to the Jewish people, God's chosen people.
That's not what it says.
Okay, Israel, but you don't even know where in the Bible it is. So
I don't remember the scriptural citation, but... Okay, I keep...
It's like Genesis 16 or something like that. But yes, it's in the early part.
Actually, not Tucker. But the point is, he's trying to say, is modern-day Israel, the government of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the current people, is it the Ashkenazi Jews, is it the Mizrahi Jews? who are the ancestors of Abraham? He gets into that far deeper with Mike Huckabee. So we'll hold that for just a moment.
Okay.
How would you have responded to Tucker when he was pressing back to Ted Cruz, who was saying, yes, the modern day Israel that we see, that is what was in view in Genesis? How would you explain it to Tucker?
Well, I would say that I would speak differently than Senator Cruz in this respect. I would say that there are always two dimensions in speaking of Israel. I think that's true in Scripture. First of all, God is always faithful to his promises. And so the Roman destruction of Israel, of Judea, and of Jerusalem, that did not bring an end to God's promises. He is faithful to his promises worked out over history and eventually in what we call eschatology, the end of all things, when God brings his eternal purposes to an absolute a climactic conclusion. He's faithful to all his promises, such that even all the nations see God's faithfulness to his promises, and all nations will eventually, and all persons will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That means they're all redeemed, but they're all going to know who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I think there's an eternal purpose for Israel. It's made so clear. As a matter of fact, I don't think you can read the Bible without seeing those eternal purposes. I think it's not only Genesis. I think it's Romans, where Paul makes very clear. He believes those promises are continuing. And so I want to say Israel has always existed as a people. But, you know, a part of this, let's just define this very quickly. A part of the problem is that if you're going to use the word nation, we have to be clear what we're talking about. The nation of Israel is a people. It is a chosen people. It is a people and it is a land, okay? So the people were separated from the land for a long time. That did not mean that the people ceased to exist. The people were dispersed. And so, you know, New York City is one of the biggest Jewish cities in the world. Some say, well, be the biggest Jewish city in the world. Even as both as the Jewish people have existed through time, have been dispersed, there's been an ingathering to Israel, which is exactly what they said. I need to throw one more complication in here, Todd. Sorry. Here's one more complication. We have to concede that historically, the Jewish leaders who established the state of Israel were overwhelmingly secular Zionists. In other words, they were claiming a political entity of Israel, but they weren't claiming any particular divine fulfillment of a promise. They were claiming a right to the land, but they were very, I mean, some of them just were atheists. Now, that has changed a lot in Israel. So Israel today, politically and theologically, is very different in terms of where it was then. But the fact that they thought it was secular doesn't mean that Christians thought it was secular. And so here's something amazing. The theological support for Israel was overwhelmingly from Britain and the United States, where there had been a long history of preaching the Bible and making very clear through expository preaching God's eternal purposes. And so it's not an accident that support for the nation state of Israel was overwhelmingly, and it is today, from evangelicals, both in Britain and in the United States. It's because we read the Bible and we believe the Bible. And the Bible points to God's unbroken, unbreakable promises.
Springboarding off of when you said regarding Tucker Carlson and his determination to try to make a distinction between the two, you've stated this multiple times, God keeps his promises. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe in a situation like this, if we want to engage somebody like a Tucker Carlson, maybe to turn the table and ask Tucker to clarify why he thinks those promises wouldn't apply to Israel.
Right.
What's his hermeneutic? How do you come to the conclusion that God made that promise? And it is so clear it is a one-sided covenant. It was cut by God alone while Abraham slept. So, right. Tucker, how do you dismiss those promises? And I wonder what he would say. Unless this eschatology, he's a supersessionist. I don't know how he gets there. But that might
I don't
be
know
helpful.
That he gets there theologically, Todd, to be honest. I don't know that he gets there mostly theologically. I think we all know that all around us right now and virulent on the internet, out in the digital world, is an antipathy towards Israel. I assume that's why we need to have this conversation today. We just need to admit it's very much out there. And Tucker is both a sign of it and I think a driver of it.
Are you seeing that out on social media? the antipathy toward Israel coming inside of evangelical churches?
I want to tell you, I am constantly contacted by pastors who are shocked by, say, 16 to 30-year-old young men who happen to be some of the most stalwart, bright, committed young Christians who have been, I think, activated and at least serious questions have been raised in their minds. And I think it's good that pastors understand this. And quite frankly, we'd be ready to give an answer. I'm trying to help pastors to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's maybe a helpful way to help those young men too is just laying on the table the complications. And that just as it's a challenge for us to simplify our position and how we've arrived at our conclusion, that we should encourage them, hey, there's so many moving parts on this for you right. to come to this tidy little determination that this should be our attitude, maybe right. requires a little bit more, study. So let's do that.
And an open mind, and most importantly, an open Bible.
All right, hang tight. We've got much more to this conversation between Todd and Dr. Al Mohler still to come. This is Wretched Radio.